Well, the final has many of Ontario's top two-year-old trotting, colts and fillies, squaring off for $40,000. And, you know, it's a compelling final. There's several horses that could win it. I think the favorite is probably Derbyshire, based on he's been undefeated except one race where he made a break. And he looked dominant and very much the part of the prohibitive favorite for trainer John Bax, who, as you know, has had a lot of success in the past at Hanover Raceway, especially in the Dream of Glory. James McDonald, Canada's leading driver, will be driving him. So he's certainly a very strong contender. Floyd the Freak for Team Hensley performed very well, won his elimination. And he's just a tiny little guy. He's not very big, but he is much bigger in his effort than he is in his stature. And, you know, he's a handy little guy on the track and looked great on the half-miler. So he's certainly one to keep an eye on as well.
Steve, you mentioned James McDonald. What kind of drivers does the Balanced Image attract? Is it a different field of drivers or a different category or caliber of drivers?
Well, it's definitely drivers that race on Canada's biggest circuit, by Mohawk Park. You know, in this particular final, we have Trevor Henry and Jonathan Drury, Ed Hensley, who races largely at Mohawk, James, who's the leading driver in the country, Scott Young, Austin Sorey, who has graduated to Woodbine Mohawk Park in particular. So, and you know, we have five sire stakes this week as well for two-year-old Philly Pacers that race for over 21,000 per division. So, you know, the top drivers in the country are very much attracted by the significant dollars on the line. And so, you know, consequently, you get the best drivers possible, really.
We're with Hanover Raceway General Manager Steve Fitzsimmons. The Balanced Image is the highlight of Saturday. One last question as it pertains to the Balanced Image, the purse of $40,000. What does that mean to a horseman and horse people, really?
Well, it's a significant purse for sure for a half mile track in our category. It's our second biggest purse of the season, behind the Dream of Glory, of course. But you know, the winner gets $20,000, so that's, you know, a significant windfall, and you know, it's paid out to up to the fifth place finisher with a decent check. So you know, there's good money on the line, and it draws, you know, many of Ontario's best horses to it. In this division, which is for two-year-old trotters. So we have a proud history of the Balanced Image, and quite a few of the Balanced Image winners in the past have gone on to significant success.
Well, you talk about the history of the sport and at Hanover, but also dating back to Owen Sound, the Walker Memorial Trot is also part of your program Saturday.
Yes, it is. We have the $10,000 Walker Memorial Trot. We've hosted that race for probably 30 years or more. I'm not exactly sure how long, but for a very, very long time. Of course, Alan and Viola Walker were the patriarch and matriarch of the Walker clan, and in the Harness Racing Hall of Fame. Alan was inducted in 1996, and of course, many of his offspring continue to excel and do extraordinarily well. Of course, it wasn't just more than a couple of years ago that Paul and Brenda Walker had Pemberton, who was Canada's Trotter of the Year, and you know, many granddaughters, grandsons, and continuing on. Paul continues to train as well, but it's a proud history that they have of success. And when you think about them, you think of excellence, I think, when you think about that family and their performance. And we're proud to host it, and it's going to be interesting to see who wins it.
Great legacy event. Steve Fitzsimmons, last couple of questions from Hanover Raceway. Steve is the general manager, along with the races, along with the Sire Stakes, the Walker event, and the Balanced Image. What else is happening at the track on Saturday night?
We should mention it's Saturday afternoon at
1:30. Oh, yeah. I just got into a groove, yeah.
We all have that bugaboo with you once in a while that we think, you know, it was like that for a long time. But, of course, the last 3 years we've been in the afternoon post-time 1:30. But in any event, you know what, just lots of contests and giveaways and those kind of things. We have, you know, our Canadian Tire, are you celebrating a birthday or anniversary with us? We have, you know, Match gives away gift certificates every week. Just consistently fun and a family atmosphere. We've seen more families than we've seen in quite some time coming to enjoy the action. And that is fantastic to see because it's very family-friendly entertainment. Yes, it's gambling as well. but it's very family friendly entertainment to see the horses, to get up close to them, to have to enjoy them, to enjoy the performances, and also have, you know, some nice food and drinks, and you know, just have a good time on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and I stress post time is set for 1:30. Thanks, Steve.
No problem.